Jump. Jump. I figured these...
Watch out!
These little fucking retards want to watch people play games. I'll sit here for a half a fucking hour and they're going to watch me play a fucking game.
Yeah. Way to start the show. Call your audience retards. That's a good. That's always good.
Fucking stupid. Hold on a second.
And you died. How high can you get?
All the way high. Oh, fuck. It's still playing.
I mean, and we're live.
Can you hear it?
Nope.
All right. Fuck. All right. First thing I want to talk about is this fucking post on Reddit.
All right.
So I went on to the official podcast subreddit today to put a post up for this show. And much to my chagrin.
What's a chagrin?
I was surprised to see anyone else getting sick of the voicemails corner, getting kind of tired of a bunch of fucking boomers reacting to shit they know nothing about. Next thing you know, we'll have the lawn mowing and Monster Zero corner fucking boomers.
So
it's not like we volunteered for this shit. I mean, so, okay. In all seriousness, if you guys want us to stop doing the voicemail show, please leave that in the comments. Or if you want us to continue, please leave it in the comments.
Please don't.
No, I'm serious. I want to know if we're... I want
to
know.
Yeah, but how are you going to know? We got like 6 trillion people that listen to us.
Right?
How many do we get before we stop? How many people do we need to say stop before we stop?
One.
Oh. All right. Fair enough.
So by my calculation, so we're going to start here on this voicemail, which came in June 11th. So we are 16 days behind. Okay.
That's all right. That's pretty fucking crazy to me.
So we get roughly 10 to 20, voicemails a day, sometimes less. So that tells you we have, say, 100 episodes or 100 voicemails left.
We got 6 trillion episodes to go.
So the official podcast is just gonna, you know, they've already moved on. They've given somebody else's voicemail number out.
Oh, they did?
Yeah,
so they're done with us?
Yeah, they did that yesterday. So
who's they give out?
I don't know. So we're still going to be doing this for another 3 fucking months at this rate for nothing, for no reason, just for people to talk shit about us on the internet.
Just for people to talk shit about us on the internet.
All right. You ready?
No, I was born ready.
I am going to remain calm.
That sucks.
Hello, this is Aaron from San Antonio, Texas. Senior recruit reporting for duty, sir.
Awesome. Was that it?
No.
What's going on here? How do you stop this shit?
Winner!
Hello.
It goes on for another minute if you want to listen.
Does he not know how to work a phone? And we're the retards? We're the fucking boomers that...
So the official boys said they wanted to buy Chub Coin in Japan. Sit. Bye.
I'm not going to make it very long, man.
Just calling to let you know that Scooby-Doo is not Sazerlinx. He says yabba-dabba-doo, you fucking retard.
What was that?
Scooby-Doo says something and then retard. He called me a retard. He called you a retard.
I think he said Scooby-Doo is not Shabba Ranks. I don't know if you know who Shabba Ranks is, but he was a rapper.
Shabba! As if I wouldn't know who Shabba Ranks is.
I used to listen to Ting-a-ling when I was cruising the avenue.
Yeah.
The monkey walked into the village. I hit the monkey with a stick. the monkey never come back.
Well, that thanks for calling, Africa. That was Africa. So that was Africa Bambaataa. I don't know if you knew who that was, but that was a rapper back in the 80s.
Yep. I don't think that there's a rapper that you can name that I don't know.
Okay.
I shouldn't have said that. I really shouldn't have said that.
So we got a Bob is.
We got a Bob.
We got a very own Bob. He's joining us for this episode. I think he's going to sit in for our regular episode as well. So we'll bring him in here. Bob, not Kyle.
Hello.
Yeah, we're fucking recording if you want to talk.
Oh, my bad. I thought this was like
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Charlie
our fucking shit. Sign language interpreter.
We're live. Again.
That'd be easy to see this.
There you go.
I don't really care about Anthony's mom too much, but I would like to let y'all know that Kaya is stealing clips from y'all's podcast reactions to the voicemails and putting them in his own podcast, which therefore makes me not want to watch y'all's shitty podcast more than I didn't want to already. It's pretty late. I'm going to go to bed. I hope this makes it in the episode, my friend. Goodbye.
Kaya is stealing clips? Jesus Christ.
Can we how do you do like a copyright request or whatever, a copyright takedown notice? I want to mail one of them bitches out.
You know, we have gotten 3 cease and desist so far since we started doing our show.
Yeah.
I think we ought to send one to somebody else. A cease and a desist. Both of them.
Cease and desist.
Clips. I'm sorry for that call. It was probably really bad. All right.
Yeah. I love all these people call and talk shit and immediately call back and say they're sorry. Fucking soft ass kids, man.
That's what I'm saying, man. Jesus Christ. Stand by your shit. Stand by your man.
So, Bob, are you familiar with Better Birds, as it's called, a copyright strike, you buffoon.
How are you going to come to my show and call me a buffoon? I mean,
how are you going to come to my show and call it your show?
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Bob, are you familiar with why we're doing these voicemails for the official podcast?
Because they're, are they up to 14,000 yet a month?
No, that's not why we're doing it. We're doing it because they're one of the hosts.
Because they can't afford their own goddamn phone.
They can't afford their own podcast line, so they just give out our number.
Hi, this is John from O-Town. Fucking O-Town, don't fucking forget it. I was listening to the official podcast, and they were talking.
Yeah. Anybody that calls their city blank town, I don't care if it's D-Town or J-Town, you're a douche. You're from Doucheville.
Doucheville.
Hey, my name's Caleb. I'm from Ohio. Just wanted to say that I started off on the official podcast, but ever since then, I have gotten into your podcast, and you've gotten yourselves a true fan from that. I was kind of spoiled with the shitty quality of the official podcast, but man, you guys really blow it out of the water when it comes to just low production value. And honestly, that sounds like a bad thing, but it's so enjoyable and I love it. Just two guys chatting. So, just wanted to say that despite all the bullshit you've had to listen to, that you have gotten a few fans out of it. So continue with the best work.
That guy is the king of backhanded compliments.
So it started off, my mind went in a totally different direction. He said, I started off on the official podcast, and I thought he was going to say I finished on your face, but he went a totally different direction with it.
Hey, what podcast? I'm calling from the official podcast, and I want to tell you all that Charlie, you're the best, bro. I fucking love you, my friend. I'm also not 14 or 12 or 9. I'm like I'm fucking 28. Probably too old to be listening to this shit, but you guys keep it up. You're dope. fucking love the official podcast. Who's Right Podcast. Thank you for letting me use your... Did I get that right? Holy shit. Thank you for letting me use your...
He surprised himself.
The, official voice. Yeah!
All right, fuck.
I really...
How the fuck are you guys on 7 episodes of this shit?
Yeah. I think this would be a lot better if we played video games.
Hey guys, just wanted to give you guys a call and tell you that I've been listening to your podcast for so long. Really keep it up. I mean, y'all are doing so great. I honestly love listening to your podcast. Every time it goes up, I'm right there with you, man. It's honestly one of the things that keeps me going throughout my week. Like when I see that the podcast hits, man, I stop wanting to kill myself. Like instantly stop wanting to kill myself. And as soon as the podcast is over, I'm like, fuck, time to kill myself. Anyway, thanks you guys for everything you do. I really appreciate it. Keep it up, Kaya, Charlie, and
didn't a YouTuber just kill himself?
Yes.
Isn't it too soon to be making those jokes?
No, not soon enough.
Is it considered too soon if he called before that guy killed himself? Can we? Do you want to dox him for trying to?
I think we should timestamp it and see if he called exactly while that guy was killing himself. That's probably what happened.
Listen, Kaya is known for the strength and furiousness of his farts. Allow me to put the boy to shame and teach him what a master can really fucking do.
No.
All right.
No. Nope, not gonna happen. You're not gonna use this show to make stupid jokes.
That's what we're here for. You're trying to put me out of a fucking job,
right?
What kind of fucking dumbass calls to fart? Like,
I don't know. Like I'd probably do that. And I don't. but then I'd also make fun of somebody else for doing it. So I don't know. What kind of asshole does that make me?
All right, yo, this is C Nasty, and I'm filing.
Nope. No, it's not. We're not doing that bullshit.
That is a 3-minute voicemail, and it could have been really, really good, but we'll never know, C Nasty.
Nope, not doing it. Say your name or shut the fuck up.
But yeah, guys.
Maybe that's what his nasty. Mom.
Just...
He did it again.
Hey, this is Cody from the official podcast. I'm not like the other listeners. Actually, started listening to your podcast since they brought you up, and this is the first time I'm calling in. I actually really agree with some of the stuff y'all do with your podcast. Keep it up. And, Anthony.
Is he calling from like under a bed or something? Like he's not supposed to be on the phone?
His mom's going to be mad.
Blanket over his head and flashlight.
Hello. I'm calling from the official podcast. Okay. I just wanted to clarify that the boys don't specifically just attract 12-year-olds, but Charlie specifically just attracts 12-year-olds. And I don't have any solid evidence for that. Besides that, the fucker that, you know, make.
Nope. Yeah, was that a pedophile joke and then some mumbling afterwards? That's all I heard.
He stretches 12-year-old, and I ran ahead of him. That's all I wrote. Now I don't know how to get out of this call.
I also just wanted to let you boys know that Kaya fucking sucks, and Andrew, this is going to be the first and only time you're ever going to hear this, but you were easily my favorite person on the podcast. I love you.
Aww. Thanks, I guess.
Yeah.
Is anybody in the chat telling us?
Reporting for duty.
What? I don't know what that fucking thing just said.
Seaman recruit reporting for duty.
Oh. I said, is anybody in the chat telling us to quit?
No, they've moved on. Yes, people were. All right, so this was when Kaya went on there and on his show and said, just call and say Seaman recruit reporting for duty. And they played that. He combined a bunch of clips into that one to make it sound like I was begging for people to call voicemail.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened.
Don't be a fucking prick.
Selective editing. That's what happened.
Seaman recruiter.
Wait a minute. Now we have recruiters too? That guy's not a recruit. He's a recruiter.
He didn't even get it. Whatever. Fuck.
It's like two words. He couldn't even get that right.
Y'all seen John Wick?
Is that it?
I have no idea what that was.
Hey, guys. I was listening to a recent podcast, and I thought you guys didn't know enough about Formula One. I think it was really unprofessional. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read some of the Wikipedia articles.
No, you're not.
No, you can read it all you want. Isn't that great that he read that article and we just cut him off?
Oh. Oh, no.
Me calling from the bathroom.
So that Formula One thing would have been just fine had he just called and started reading it. I probably would have played the whole thing. But to call and say I'm going to read you a section from Wikipedia.
From Wikipedia. No.
Is there a time limit on your voice? Like how long of a voicemail you can?
I think it's 3 minutes. I don't know.
Ooh, I would definitely cut that down if that's possible. 3 minutes of that.
Hmm.
Do you guys know what official podcast episode Kaya told everyone to leave voicemails? It was like the last five.
17. Yeah, 17. It was 17. The one where they talked about video games. It was that one.
They talked about video games and child porn. That's animated.
Yeah. 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 It was that episode.
I was listening to the official podcast and they told me to call here. And now I'm lost. I didn't pay attention to where I was going.
Well, thanks for that call. You fucking, what the fuck is it with this shit?
All right, Will, what's up? Seaman recruit reporting for duty. My name is
Abe. That was funny.
Nick Witcher.
Thanks for that, buddy.
And I would like Jackson, Andrew, Charlie, and Kaya to try pronouncing my last name. All right, this probably is like the weirdest thing, but no one. I've only known two people in my whole life that could say my last name correctly. And it's spelled N-E-C-O-E-C-H.
Are you fucking kidding me with this?
I'll see you guys later. And also, I really love every single one of you guys. Keep doing what you do, guys.
I was on the edge of my seat the whole time.
It's that 11-year-old kid again, but I'm actually 14, but that's fine. I don't care how old you think I am. I also don't care if this...
You do care if you corrected me, you stupid twat. I swear to God, I bet I could beat this kid's ass.
You think?
Thing they fit into the episode, or a episode, I don't care. Because I'm not here to get noticed by the official podcast anymore. I'm here to get noticed by you. And I just want to tell you, I'm not deeply offended by how you reacted.
I don't care!
To my voicemail. And also, I wanted to tell you that, to your disappointment, I am now a genuine, sincere fan of your podcast. And
no butt plug for you.
Every episode since Slimy and Delicious, thanks to Kaya. Also, Kaya is my...
You are not allowed to listen to this episode, to this show.
I'm telling you, Mom. About
the episode where you wiped a booger underneath the counter.
What's that?
Slimy and Delicious. Wasn't that the episode where you wiped a big old snot underneath the counter at the gas station?
Bob, be honest with you, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It was.
He said it was. You should archive our shit. You could be our official archivist.
Nope.
No.
Oh, sorry, it's me again. Just so you know, I'm the one that said pee-pee. I'm not the retarded 12-year-old named Evan after that. I didn't realize there were two 12-year-olds in the same episode, but Yeah, hope you know that.
Dude, there's more than two.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
the one that said pee-pee. I'm not the retarded one. Wait a minute. Something isn't adding up here.
Hey, I'm calling on behalf of...
Nope. Mm-mm. I'm the one that does the stupid clown voice. Nobody else.
Hey, so I'm here from the official boys. They sent me here. And I just want to say semen recruit for duty.
Was he reading it?
I don't think that they have the reading comprehension or just comprehension. Because all it is semen recruit reporting for duty. And he got the first part right. I just wanted to say semen recruit. And then his brain shut off and he went,
what did recruits do? Oh, shit.
I want to hear that again.
All right.
So I'll play it then.
Hey, so I'm here from the official boys. They sent me here. And I just want to say semen recruit.
God.
Hey, so I'm here from the official boys. And I just want to say, I'm sure that you guys' podcast is great and all. I mean, I haven't really listened after. Maybe a little bit. I might give it a little bit of a listen, but I just want to say, they are pretty cool guys. I'm sure you are too. So if they are using you as their voicemail, then that's pretty sick. And I'd be pretty happy if they were using me as their voicemail.
Is he calling from a back of a fucking motorcycle?
Don't be talking shit about it, okay?
Okay, sorry, I guess.
Hey, Doug and Anthony, this is Cohen from Oregon. I've called once before. You said my voicemail was too long, so I'm going to try and speed this one up. I'm driving again. Seaman recruit, reporting for duty. Just wanted to say, you guys are actually pretty funny. I've been watching your voicemail specials from the official podcast. I might start giving you guys a listen, and I appreciate you guys putting up with all this garbage. I'm almost 22, by the way. I love all this mindless bullshit. I'm sure you guys too do as well. But yeah, that's it. Just thought I'd throw more fucking fuel on the fire. Go fuck yourself.
What?
It's not a matter of talking faster. It's a matter of saying less. Say less stuff.
I'm picturing that phone call happening, like him driving down the interstate with his head out of the window on the fucking phone.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know if I had seaman recruit reported for duty.
Oh, shit.
Hey, it's Cohen. I called like 10 minutes ago. I just wanted to apologize for lying. I'm not going to listen to your shitty fucking podcast and you both got that. Eat my balls, faggot.
That, so you should have had that the first time around.
That should have been your first one. That's it. I'd leave it like that. That's great.
So here's what I like
about it. Eat my balls.
Here's what I like about it. There's something about their listeners that forces them to tell the truth, which is good, that their listeners have integrity. I'm serious. So they call and try to be nice, and then they call back and say, you know what? I'm sorry. I was lying. I'm not going to listen to your shitty podcast. Eat my balls, faggot. I'm not going to listen to your stuff. I want to hear that again.
That's awesome.
This might just be my new ringtone.
Hey, it's Cohen. I called like 10 minutes ago. I just wanted to apologize for lying. I'm not going to listen to your shitty fucking podcast and you both goddamn suck. Eat my balls, faggot.
Eat my balls, faggot.
Excellent advice.
You got it.
I need to save this one.
You just need to clip that part. Okay, I lied. Eat my balls, faggot. Just clip it down to that.
Hey, babe. It's me. The condoms you wanted, they're too big. I got the medium-sized one. If you want to stop at Rite Aid, could you pick...
Okay.
Doug, that was a personal mail to you.
Yeah, and so I wasn't even going to acknowledge that shitty attempt at a joke. This is fucking brutal. How much longer we got to go?
We've been going for like 3 hours, right? Oh, 25 minutes.
It's your show.
I'm calling for the official boys. But before I get to that, I just wanted to say thank you to the Who's Right podcast for being such great guys about letting them use your phone number.
You don't call a voicemail and then name it like, it's like calling Walmart and then saying, I was wondering if they have tube socks at Walmart. Or calling Pizza Hut and saying,
you guys got pizza?
Getting too steamed about it?
Steamed. Yeah, we're getting steamed, all right.
So, get to the real meat of my message.
Yeah, I'm not going to let you. Fuck off. I don't care.
That's the best part. Let me get to the real meat. No.
Start with the meat. Then you can end with the potatoes. Nobody gives a fuck about the vegetables.
Bam, hi. I got to take a fat shit. Bye-bye.
That's clever shit right there, son. That's fucking comedy.
Why? Why even dial the number?
I got to take a fat shit. Eat my balls, faggot.
I forgot to leave my address for free butt plug. It's 16 is legal and...
Nah, shut up.
What the fuck?
Hi. I'm actually 14, not 12. So, go screw yourself. This is for the official podcast. Your mom gay.
What the fuck?
Wow. So this is important.
Wow. I know that this backfired on Kaya more than what he had anticipated. I mean, he admitted that on their show that I think he was expecting like this army of intelligent people to attack us and barrage us. Not fuel us with this bullshit. Eat my balls, faggot. I'm going to end up saying that at work tomorrow, right in the middle of a meeting.
Hey, this is before I'm 14, actually not 12. But if, just for the official boys, if y'all want,
What?
I just got to hear somebody backspace what they were typing in their head.
Wait, no, that's not what I meant.
This is for the official boys.
He's trying it again.
I think you should have me on the podcast. My Discord is.
Nobody's gonna hear it.
No, no, no. We're not doing that. If anybody's doing shameless self promotion, it's us.
Speaking of which,
are you watching this video at the bottom here?
If you are interested in having a conversation with Kaya. Do you want to plug that or not? Or do you want to leave that idea?
Oh, I will plug whatever you want. Yeah, we're going to have a conversation with Kaya and we're going to charge you for it.
No, that's not what it is.
All right.
Well, so I reached out to Kaya in a shameless attempt to try to, I'm not going to sell it like that. I'm going to try to sell this serious. Hold on.
Good luck.
So Kaya is going to come on a Patreon episode next week. And we are going to put the live feed up and we'll put it under the dollar tier, not the $5 tier. So you can come in and watch the live feed and we're going to label it as like a ask us anything, but you'll be able to come in and ask Kaya a question and interact with him, and pay us for it. All right, moving on.
Can I get a boneless pizza? You suck.
Did you hear that?
Thanks.
Boneless pizza. Oh, it fucking cracks me up every time. Bathe in milk.
Well, my name is Gus. I'm a big.
Your name isn't Gus. You're 12 years old. Nobody named 12 is fucking named Gus, you turd.
Is that me? That's me. This guy's me.
That's Black Sabbath. Yep, Black Sabbath.
Hi, I'm a guy from a place, and thanks.
You guys are driving me to drink.
I think that maybe this went on too long. Like, so whoever it was that Kaya sent everybody to go call next, mm-hmm. like they're all out of witty shit to say. Now they're just going to call and say like whatever that was. I don't even remember what the fuck he just said.
Did anybody say anything witty?
How long? It was Doug. No, it's DiGiorno.
Okay, that was funny. Is this Doug? No, it's DiGiorno.
How long? It was Doug. No, it's DiGiorno.
Well, I don't know why I think that's so fucking funny.
At this point, I don't even want to give them the satisfaction of when they say something funny. You know what I mean? No. Even if it is funny.
You've got to have an honest reaction. So at this point, we are 32 minutes and 23 seconds in, and it's almost like what happens with dogs, right? So a dog is it's like dog years. So it's like official podcast voicemail minutes. Every minute seems like it takes an extra 15. So it seems like we've been up for the better part of 2 days, no sleep, and fucking delirious at this point. So every once in a while, one of these turds will creep through with something. Yeah.
Yeah. You got it.
James calling for the official podcast. Just want to say I drove by a Turkish restaurant, thought about Kaya. Thought I went to fucking hate Kaya. Fuck you, Kaya. I love you guys. Bye.
What's Turkish food?
I don't know. Dumplings? Aren't dumplings Turkish?
I want to know. That's interesting. Because isn't Turkey just like exploded buildings and blown up cars and shit? I mean, it's not like they have a delicacy.
Probably a Golden Corral.
They got a Golden Corral in Turkey. Well, this one's got rubble in it. You want that?
Did you order the extra rubble?
The side of rebar.
Hey, my name's Anthony. I'm 16. Just turned it like yesterday. Just turned it. I'm here because the official podcast. They're pretty cool. You guys are pretty cool too, I guess. But I haven't really watched too much of your stuff. Anyways, Kaya, Charlie, Jackson. Other guy, they're all pretty cool, and I wanted to let you guys know that you guys are really funny and you make good content. But yeah,
did that say Donner Kebab, like from the Donner Party?
Yeah, I think he's dick. I don't know.
Yeah, this question is for Charlie and Andrew. I was wondering, after breaking the Rolling Stones top 10 songs of all time with 2019 Guy, I need some advice on how to transition from a single artist to becoming a band, and which is better, a cheap guitar, expensive amp, or expensive amp and cheap guitar?
Thanks. Expensive amp and a cheap guitar. I can answer
that. None of it matters. Yeah.
If you're going to spend the money, you want to spend it on the amp.
True.
Green for duty.
Oh, fuck.
Seaman recruit. Fuck.
Seaman recruit reporting for duty.
Fucking people are so fucking retarded.
Seaman recorder.
Seaman stroker. Retarder.
Seaman record. Seaman recruit reporting for duty.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Listen to Anthony. Listen to Andrew. Girls aren't video games.
Wait, what? Huh.
Hey, Doug and Anthony. A few weeks ago, I called and I was, you know, wasn't able to talk much because my fuck, I was high as shit. You said I was drunk. I wasn't drunk. I was fucking high. So you get that right, you motherfucker. Second off, fuck, what did I have the second thing? Doug, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't call.
He put me in my fucking place.
We need to clip that part. You know what? Maybe I shouldn't call.
All right, it's Alex from Montana again. I remember what the second thing was. A few weeks, a couple of days ago, I was listening to the official podcast, and they were talking about how you guys are hypocrites because y'all wanted more callers, you know, back in the day, and now you're getting all these callers and you don't like it. That's fucking it's bullshit. Y'all wanted more callers to talk about the stuff y'all wanted to talk about, not about the stuff that, like, the official podcast guys want to talk about, like,
yeah, fucking I'm with this guy.
Kaya jizzing in their buttholes or something. Like, it's just fucking weird, dude. Talk about fucking, you know, whistling butt plugs. Like, that's the cool shit. It's fucking gay shit, too.
You know, that fucking pisses me off. We're not big enough to go on the official podcast.
Yeah.
But they take our fucking bit with the butt plugs.
That pisses me off, too. I think I felt the same way as you. We kind of had a conversation about this earlier. Wasn't sure if it was petty or not, you know, but even if it is petty, fuck that. I mean, you know, we're now that was our bit. We invented those fucking whistling butt plugs.
I don't give a fuck about, you know, cause the whole thing was really just, we had our fun with them, but to say that we're not big enough to come on their show and we've been listening to these fucking voicemails and then they're pulling clips from our show every week and playing them.
And then stealing our bit. We're not big enough, but you're stealing our bit. Come on, guys.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Casey.
And don't be that podcast.
And I was calling as a listener of the official podcast. I am interested in becoming a listener of your podcast.
Then download it, you fucking twat.
I'm interested in becoming a listener. How would I do that?
There's not a fucking application.
I'm inquiring on how to become a listener.
He's a fucking stool sample, man.
Hi, my name is Colin. My buddy told me something about a semen recruit you guys needed.
I'm sure your buddy did.
Uh-huh.
Hi. Somebody mentioned that I might be able to get some semen here from the tap.
Hey, it's your boy, Tyler from...
Not my boy. Mm-mm. Sorry.
No, don't start with that shit. We're not doing that. We're grown ass men.
This is John Prostate. I'm on the road.
Bye.
Nope.
Anthony, you're getting requests to toot the plug.
Nerf man.
Demon recruit reporting for duty.
You nailed it. First take.
Hey, so I was listening to the official podcast and it's kind of inappropriate. I just wanted you guys to know that.
The official podcast is kind of inappropriate. Thank you. We appreciate that.
We will alert the podcasting authorities.
Right.
What up, who's right? It's the mailman. I'm out here doing what I do, plowing your wives, taking your lives. God, it's fucking hot in here.
Mailman's plowing my wife. All right.
That's cool.
Check that off a list of things to do today.
Hey guys, I got a joke for you. So I was driving down I-4. It's a pretty busy road.
What? Nothing? Just get nothing? No respect for the jokes.
I-4 does suck.
God, I feel like I honestly, maybe it's just deja vu. I honestly feel like I've already heard that. I stopped it because I thought maybe I went backwards and fuck, I don't know.
Hey guys, this is Jerry. I am a fan of the official podcast and I am here today because I wanted to reach out to you guys in particular and ask how the hell do you guys handle all of these fucking little kids calling you all the time? Holy shit, I'm just sitting here listening to your podcast and it's fucking driving me nuts, guys.
Can that be the last one?
I don't understand.
What don't you understand? Play the joke, please. Yeah. Oh, the guy, he was telling a joke and you cut him off. Kaya wants to hear the joke. Well, Kaya should set up his own fucking voicemail number then.
All right.
We run this shit.
All right. You know what? Do you want to play the joke and then be done?
Sure. What? The be done part? Yeah, sure.
Hey guys, I got a joke for you. So I was driving down I-4. It's a pretty busy road down here on the interstate. And I saw this sign. Nice little sign for a nice little place. Homeless people slap some patties on the grill. It's called Boardwalk Burgers. So I turned to my wife and I say with my quick wit, Boardwalk Burgers, more like Board Burgers, because those burgers aren't having any fun. And that's it. See ya.
I thought you were going to play the joke.
No, I didn't get it.
So I think if we listen to the show, we might understand most of this shit, but I'm not willing to invest my time in it for that.
No, I got Fortnite to play.
Not a good return on investment.
Yo, so I'm kind of retarded.
I'll stop it there.
That's a good note to end on.
Greetings. I am sure that I am quite late on the craze of calling your podcast in order to reach the official boys, but I'm a participant nonetheless. I do have a question and the possibility that this reaches what the fuck, Jackson. And that is, did Khal Drogo
I can't fucking take it, man. I wanted to get through it so he could. I wanted to
Khal Kroger.
For some reason, I felt like this guy was lonely in a room somewhere, and when he was finally trying to reach out to Jackson, and I wanted to give him that opportunity, but it sounds like he had his cum sock stuck in his fucking mouth, and he just couldn't get the fucking words out. Try again, sailor.
Hey, my name is Lucas. I'm from the United States. I was sent by the official podcast to just blow everything you have up and make it theirs. I wanted to tell you that nothing you can do will stop them. It's a virus. Charlie will attack you with his fleshlights. Like, I don't think you understand who you're messing with here. This is a full-blown army.
Retards. Can you imagine? Okay, how would you do, Anthony? You've never been in a fight, right?
No. Whoa. Yeah, I've been in a fight. Lots of fights. Not in a really long time.
All right. So if let's say that they have, how many of their listeners do you think you could take in a fight at once?
One, two, three, four. Four.
So, I'm thinking more like probably with your lack of self-defense skills, I would say you could probably handle 20. Because you figure like eight of them are just going to be licking the windows and shit. They don't even know they're there to fight. So that only leaves 12. And how many 12-year-olds do you think you can beat up at once? I mean, sure, they're going to come in and go for your legs because that's what they can reach, and they'll tie you up. But even if they get a couple shots in on you, that's not going to hurt.
So I'd be more worried about getting tied up if they were Boy Scouts with the fucking knots, you know? God, that was a terrible joke. God, I'm calling in, leaving that voicemail. That was a terrible joke. That was almost as good, as bad as the Board Burgers joke.
Hey, it's Aslons again, calling from the official podcast. What up, fuckers? I'm here with my woman. Say hi, woman. Woman, say hi. Woman, say hi.
He don't have a girlfriend. No.
Doesn't exist. Right hand can't make noise.
Zeta recruit Advance reporting for duty with my woman. Woman, say hi. My woman says hi. I was referred by the official podcast. Fuck Anthony's mom.
Why is he yelling?
You think that's how he is all the time?
I have to. Well, I mean, he started the conversation by yelling. What's to yell about?
I was just wondering if my prescription is ready.
Woman. Who calls their wife woman or their girlfriend? Hey, woman. What an ass.
That's like them fucking douchey bastards that call, I got to check with the old lady. Bob, do you call your wife the old lady?
No, actually, I just call her woman.
Oh, perfect.
Woman.
Yeah. You know, when we're out and about.
Good evening. Good evening here. Stop squealing. I'm at work.
All right. Let's play one more and then get the fuck out of here.
Look, you can take a toothpick and air, a vacuum cleaner, and clean out the, you know, microphone holes so your shit doesn't sound all screwed up when you call. Jesus Christ.
Good evening, this is our podcast. Well, at least this evening here. I actually have a question for y'all. I don't know if y'all are lacking for conversational topics, but nope. I was hoping y'all would be able to help me with this. Is it better, is it more marketable to write for television, movies, video games? I don't know if writing is a video game thing, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, he's calling in while he's literature. On a fucking trampoline.
I'm going to actually start listening to your podcast so I can get my answer. Here we go.
Let's talk about that on our Patreon.
Yeah, I mean, he was asking for actual advice.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, he was asking. Yeah, no, we're gonna answer those questions on our Patreon.
All right. Yeah. So I'll play along. Yeah. So if you want to hear the answers to that, stay tuned. We're going to get out of here and we'll be back at 2 and 2 on a regular stream. Thanks, everybody. Fuck.
Bye.
Check out Who's Right with Doug and Anthony. We got it.
Just days before an SUV carrying a family of eight plummeted from a cliff in Northern California. This is something I can rally around, you know, because I am anti-dead hooker. I am.
Me too.
If I
like my hookers alive. That sounds weird, doesn't it?
I don't want to edit this. If you want to edit this shit, then go ahead. But just take out the shit that will get me fired.
If I were to say that word, that would be what our podcast would be known for. We've been doing this for 70 episodes. That'd be it. We are racist. And you would be dragged right down with me.
I would be there fighting the power, man. I would prove the critics wrong and catch the jungle fever.
From that logic, if you follow that out, I can make fun of mentally handicapped people all I want as long as I don't call them a certain word.
Right.
That's not the...
No, not right.
That's not the lesson that I would teach my kids. Just don't make fun of mentally handicapped people. I think you pretty much got the gist of it. You're a shitbag.
Check out Who's Right at whosrightpodcast.com.
I'm wrong, you're wrong.